Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a wonderful day. We give him all the honor. We give him all the praise for all the wonderful things he has done. And I'm looking at y'all. This is a celebration. See, y'all acting like somebody died. Nobody died. She just transitioned. And what the Lord's going to do for you this morning, you're going to leave here with a settled mind, knowing that this is not what you see. To Victor, Natasha, I'm saying that right, to sisters and the grandchildren, on behalf of Apostle Thompson and the Word of Life family, know this, that you're in our prayers and you have our love, and that, listen, this is, God is, it's all, I'm about to say it's going to be all right. It is all right. And why do you say that, Reverend Nessa? Because Dolores took care of business. You see, listen, this celebration is not, it's not for her, it's for us. Because, no, she's doing fine. Listen, and the brother said earlier, no more sickness, no more disease, no more pain. She's in the very presence of God. I know sometimes, you know, in my private time, in my house, I'm sitting on the porch and I'm praying. Boy, in the glory of God come, I'm just crying and wow, he shows up. How she's feeling right now. Just think about it. He comes here. She is going to him. Think about how she's feeling right now. So listen, this is, you know, don't be concerned about her. It is well. What we're going to do is we're going to make sure that it is well with our souls when we leave here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray right quick. Now, Father, you're such a wonderful God. Lord, you love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, for us. That's why we know, Father, this is, Lord, this is not the end, Lord. Lord, listen, this is not goodbye. This is, I'll see you later. So I give you the praise and the honor, Holy Ghost. Help me this morning. Lord, none of me and all of you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. This morning, we're going to look at a familiar scripture in John chapter 14, verses 1. It says this. In my Bible, it's all, you know, in higher case letters. It says, let not your heart be troubled. He said, let not. Let not. Now, it would be unfair for Jesus to tell me to do something that I don't have the ability to do. He says, let not your heart be troubled. And here's why. You believe in God. How many of you believe in God? Oh, glory to God. Look what he says, and how many believe in Jesus? Well, you don't have to be troubled this morning. Because two things. God is your Father. There's nothing too hard for God. And Jesus paid the ultimate price that if you accept him, you don't have to be troubled. Because remember, you know, I heard a lady read a card earlier, and people are sincere when it's in there about your loss. No, this is not a loss. How do you know she's not lost? I know where she is. Amen. So we didn't lose her because we know where she is. Absent from the body. So it's not a loss because we already know where she is. See, we're trying to make it well with your souls. So when you leave here, Victor, Natasha, when you leave here, listen there. Look, not tonight, not today. You know, everybody's here, but next week and next month, you're going to have to know it is well with your soul. Watch this now. Let's go on. He says this now. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. This is the place. Now, listen to this. I go to prepare a place for you. Now, the Lord told me this morning, he put this message in my heart. A prepared place for a prepared people. See, the place is prepared for a prepared people. It's not automatic. Listen, if you're in here and have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, listen, yeah, the place is prepared, but you're not prepared. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. Yes, the place is prepared. Jesus paid the ultimate price, but you're not prepared. Listen now, he can't lie. He prepared the place. Now you have to do your part. Dolores, that's why I know Victor as well, because she was prepared. When this day came a couple of days ago, a few days ago, she was prepared. Now watch this now. It says this. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Now, this already happened. We'll be reading now. See, this is before the cross, the scripture I'm reading now. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. Now, watch this now. That where I am, there you may be also. Now, that's a twofold revelation there. He's not just talking about location, heaven. He's talking about position, your heart. He's not just talking about location, heaven. He said, but why? What I'm saying is, the heaven part is okay. Listen, it's not just about heaven this morning. Listen, Jesus prepared us that we go into glory, but he also prepared us for so we can deal with here. Watch this now. I'm going to show it to you. Let me show it to you. He says this. He said, that where I am, that ye may be also. So he prepared heaven for us, but also he prepared us. Listen, God prepared us to where we can handle anything that come against us. The scripture says this: greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Also say, is anything too hard for God? Give me an answer. Oh, so it doesn't matter what come up. Listen on you. You can handle it. Why? Because Jesus prepared you. How he prepared you? Over 2,000 years ago. The Bible said on an old rugged cross. Glory to God. Listen. He hung, bled, and died, and ascended. Yeah, I can handle this. Amen. See, his glory. Watch. In 1 John. Let me show you this here. In John. He says, I go that where I am, that you may be also. In the 16th verse, here's why you can handle it. Because when he left, he said this, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. So the Holy Ghost, he left and he sent another comforter. That's why I know, listen, you have the ability, Victor, you know, Natisha, say that. Natisha, you have the power and ability to handle this. Yeah, I know. Listen, nothing wrong with crying. Nothing wrong with feeling sad. Nothing wrong with that. But let's look at this. Let's look at this part. Let's look at how Jesus, what he thought about that. John 11 chapter. Let's see what Jesus thought about that. Now, Jesus, good friend, he loved Martha, he loved Mary, he loved Lazarus. But watch what when he told him. He said this, it says, they told him that Lazarus had died. And Jesus said, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Know what Jesus called dead? He called it sleep. How many went to sleep last night? No, it's evident you're here, you woke up this morning. Right? Righteous now. So Jesus called dead sleep. He said, listen, let's go. Our friend Lazarus sleeping. But listen, but I go and I wake him out of his sleep. Listen, even today, Jesus still waking folk up out of their sleep. I say Jesus still waking folks up out of your sleep. So Jesus' reference to death is sleep. You see, because what the enemy want to do is trying to make you look like this is the end. No, this is just the beginning of a glorious life. Remember now, we're not here to say goodbye. We're here to say, I'll see you later. If you're born again. See, so you got to qualify for that. If you're born again, if you've admitted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, this is just a temporary separation. And you're going to find out, listen, when we meet again, and we will meet again, listen, we are never, ever, what a great family reunion. You want a family reunion? Just go to glory. You're going to see her again. Listen, the next time, Victor, you will never, ever, ever separate again. Somebody say hallelujah. Man, you all have loved ones that have gone before you. Listen, you're going to see them again and never separate. Never separate. I got a brother that's gone. Well, I'm going to see him. Never separate. My dad is gone, but I'm going to see him again. That's what gave me the joy. That's what gave me the peace. That's what gave me the comfort. It was a temporary separation. Yeah, I missed him. Yeah, I felt it. But then the Holy Ghost said, no, hold up. Here's your strength. Here's your joy. I watch this now. We're not going to be long because, again, you know, this is not about us. It's not about her. It's about us. She's doing fine. Now, let me say this. And I don't know why I keep coming up. If you're not saved here, the best thing you can do for yourself first and for her is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Listen. Can somebody just confirm that for me? Listen, the best decision you ever made in your life was accepting Christ. I say the best decision you ever made in your life was accepting Christ. I say the best decision you ever made in your life was accepting Christ. Listen. That's the best decision you could ever make. That's the greatest thing. Listen, we're not concerned, Victor. She's with the Father. Listen, eternity. She's with the Father. Eternity. She's with the Father. So now watch this now. Let's look at this. Where is that, Lord? 1 Thessalonians. We're not going to be long. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah. And the 13th verse. Watch this now. This is the Apostle Paul talking. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant. That sounds like a harsh word, but it's just a lack of understanding. You just don't understand that particular thing, not knowledge of that particular thing he's about to talk about. You see, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Now listen, Paul said the same thing Jesus say. Listen, I got a secret for you. Wanna know what the secret to the test? Always say the same thing Jesus said. Why? Because Jesus always said the same thing his Father said. And everything God said manifests. Prove it. And God said, let there be light. Yeah. Go outside. Yes, so everything Jesus said, everything the Father said manifests itself. So you want success in life? Start saying what Jesus said. You don't like the way you're living? Start saying what Jesus said. Amen. You want a better life? Start saying what Jesus said. Say, Reverend Esther, what did Jesus say? I'm going to show you. Let me show what he said. It's the red words. It's the red words. So listen, you want success? Start reading and meditating the red words. Hallelujah. So watch this now. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. I believe Jesus died and rose again. Said this now. Even so, them also, watch this now. Watch this word again. We're sleeping Jesus. God will bring with them. Now watch this. Let's qualify this. Them were sleeping Jesus. God will bring them. Suppose you're not sleeping in Jesus. You hear me, brother? Suppose you're not sleeping in Jesus. Then God can't bring you with him. Or you'll go against his own word. And God's not going to go against his own word. Listen, those who sleep in Jesus, the Lord's, God will bring with him. Glory to God. Watch this now. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He's coming back. With the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So she's getting up. See, this is just this is the body that she used to travel around here. Listen, the real Dolores is with the Father. See, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. The real you is a spirit. So he said, listen. So he said, your dead in Christ shall rise first. So when we're going to the gravesite, understand that we are not depositing Dolores' body in the grave. On another day, in an instant, when she closed her eyes, she was in the very presence of God. Now, listen, is that a comfort to you? Listen, you know, Victor, man, you and your sister, man, y'all took care of mama. But think about it, man, and you did what you could do. But think about it, no more pain. Wow, boy, that's a comfort there. Yeah, I'm gonna miss mama, but no more pain. Yeah, I'm gonna miss mama, but no more sickness. Yeah, I'm gonna miss mama, but no more disease. Yeah, I'm gonna miss mama, no more long nights. The Bible says, according to the scripture, that she is at rest. Now, as she's at rest, the Holy Ghost's job is to bring you at rest. When them thoughts come, enemy try to bring those thoughts to your mind, just don't receive them. Listen, mom is well. Yes, sir. Amen. I said, mom is well. Amen. My sister is well. Yes. My friend is well. Because she's with the Father. Yes. So he said, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. The dead in Christ shall rise. Listen, if the cloud busts open right now and the trumpet sound, she going, I'm telling you, I'm on her heels. I'm on her heels. Oh, listen, if you're born again in here, we're on our heels. Now, I keep saying this, will you be on her heels? Or are you still sitting down in the church? Will you be on her heels, or are you going to be still sitting down in here? Listen, let me help you. You want to be on her heels. Yes. Trust me. Come on, brothers and sisters, help me with it in here. You want to be on her heels. Now, watch this now. Listen, this is the part I like. Listen, to meet the Lord in the air, listen, and so shall we ever, listen to this statement here, boy. Oh, just look at this statement here, man. That's what the comfort is. And so shall we ever, so shall we ever, so shall we ever, so shall we ever, so shall we ever be with the Lord. No more sickness. No more disease. No more mass. No more mass. No more mass. No more mass. The Lord's not going to wear but a mass no more. Can you see this? So shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible talks about it, being absent from the body and being present with the Lord. Now, one more scripture. We're about to go. One more scripture. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, man, I'm telling you, brother, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. It's a celebration. Yeah. I mean, I remember Dolores. Listen, and just what you said, she was a classy, dignified woman. She sung on a praise team. She got there, I mean, just from my hair to her shoe. Just clean. Just like, just dignified. Just clean. Every time you see her, listen, she looked like God. She looked like God. I mean, she the way she carried herself, her character. What was on the inside was shown on the outside. So be proud of mama. Be proud of your sister. Be proud of your grandmother. Listen, listen, listen to me. Follow the example. Make sure that there will be a great reunion, because she want to see all of y'all. She want to see all of y'all. Now listen, will you make that happen? Got kind of quiet. Let me ask this question. Who in here this morning, by a show of hand, you're not born again. You're not saved. Would you be honest with yourself and just raise your hand and let me see your hand? You know right now, if the trumpet sound, if the cloud open, you know you're going to be stuck in that chair. Anybody in here? So you're saying right now, if Jesus come right now, we all going to be with Dolores having a party in glory. That's what everybody's saying to me? All right. Well, glory to God then. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. All right. Amen. All right. So now, one more scripture. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever is believing in him should not perish and have everlasting life. That's why we know that Dolores is doing well this morning. She's doing fine this morning. And Victor and to your sister, it's going to be well with y'all. Not it's going to be well. It is well with y'all. Because God has provided, God has given you the ability, God has given you the power, God has given you the authority in you, that no matter what the enemy try to bring up, what he try to bring up, that you have the power to handle it. And the Holy Ghost, he's the comforter. He's the one that's going to bring the comfort. There again, remember, I know, you know, that's mama. But the Bible said that even Jesus wept because he loved Lazarus. He loved Martha. He loved Mary. But then Jesus came to himself. What he did? He shifted. He went from the outside and he went back on the inside. That's where the real you are. That's where God is. I got the scripture right now. That's where I got it. I got it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen. Right here. See, that's what your spiritual eye does. It look beyond this and see glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, it says, but at the things which are not seen. What's not seen? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's what's not seen. But I know it's true because God said it. And God can't lie. So the spiritual, from the inside, I'm looking past this. It says, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things which are seen are temporal. See, this is just for a little while till the trumpet sound. But the things which are not seen are eternal. She's already with the Father. When the trumpet sound, this body getting up. Can you see that? So that's the comfort we have this morning. And we give God the glory and we give God the praise this morning because of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago, people. See, listen, he died for me and he died for you and he died for Dolores. So we know as well this morning that she was born again and she's in the very presence of God just as we speak. So listen, as we leave here this morning, again, I repeat myself. And as we go down to that gravesite, have this in your mind that we're not putting Dolores in the ground. Absent from the body and present with the Almighty God. And the Bible said, listen, and it's going to be forever, never. And if you're born again in here, There's going to be a great reunion. We are going to see her again. And I'm telling you, I can see her right now with a dignified, classy self in glory. She might, you know, almost, almost might be the best dressed one up there. It's just ain't going. You see, listen. And we don't have to be, believe it or not, we don't have to be afraid of death. It's amazing how everybody won't go to heaven, but boy, see, y'all got that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But listen, Jesus, you don't have to be concerned about dying. Be afraid of death. That's why, as a little boy, man, listen, when a mortician, I used to be scared of morticians. Don't let them shake my hand. But they put that in us. That's why, listen, when you see the grave site, just look at it and say, it can't touch me. We know sometimes when you're on the road and that hearse pull out in front of you, you can't touch me. Why? The Bible says Jesus took the sting from death. The Bible says, listen, yeah, the first Adam, he brought the sting. But the last Adam, Jesus, he took the sting away from death. I'll prove it to you. In my closing, let me prove it to you. We'll prove it to you. Then you got to have this with an attitude. You say, listen, oh, death. See, you can talk bold like that when you're not afraid. Oh, death. Where's thy sting? Come on, bring it. Why? See, where I bring it? Do like MC Hammer. Can't touch this. Oh, death, where's thy sting? You know, when that hearse passes in front of you, when that hearse passes in front of you, it comes on your mind. But you don't have to be afraid of it. If you're born again or dead, where's that sting? Listen, he can't touch us. The last Adam paid the price for it. He can't touch it. I would never, ever die. I would never, ever die. You can say that. See, but you can't look at this. This is not dead. This is just a rest. What I said, this is not death. This is just a rest. Rest from a pain, rest from a sickness, rest from a disease. When that trumpet sounds. So, oh, death, where is thy sting? Listen now, be bold about it. Oh, grave, where you at, grave? Yeah. You go in the graveyard. So what? I'm just going there. Where is thy victory? Yeah. Where you at? You can't touch this because I'm born again. I'm a born-again believer. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. So listen, he paid the price for it. Didn't have to, but God so loved the world. What kind of love is that? And he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have, watch this, glory, everlasting life. Yeah, this is the way we got to go, but listen, this is the way we got to go, but I tell you what, I'm glad I got somewhere to go. Listen, I don't mind going here because I know where I'm going. Again, I don't mind going here because I know where I'm going. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? There's no victory in the grave for us. See, we're going about to go to the graveyard. Listen, but ain't no victory back there. It's just a place. That's no victory back there, not for us. Listen, I'm going to say this. Listen, Christians don't go to the graveyard. Man, we don't go, a born again person don't go to the graveyard. No, we don't. We gone. Yes, sir. Boldly. See, but thanks be to God, which given us the victory. Here's how we have the victory. Here's why I can be bold about talking about dead where you are this morning. Because listen, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you're so wonderful and you're so good to us. Ah, God, you paid the price for it all. So, Lord, we can sit here this morning, Father, not in sorrow, not in grief, but in full confidence, Father, Lord, that Dolores is with you. And, Lord, full confidence, Lord, that she is with you. And I know, Lord, that you are with us. Lord, I thank you, Father. I pray for this family, Father, for the upcoming days and upcoming weeks, Lord, that your love, keep your loving arms and keep your strength, Father, with them, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the years, Lord, that the Lord's are with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for, Lord, the classy and dignified woman, Father. Listen now, that she is. So we praise you for it, Lord. Praise you for the years, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you brought across my path. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the honor and give you all the glory because you are a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Father. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. You can handle it. You can handle it. God is a good God, man. Wow. Wouldn't be nothing else but saved.
Amen.